Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Angela, and I am a co-owner of Life Force Herbal Healing Center, and today we are shopping for crystals.
This
so it's a great day.
Cool day to be here.
Yes.
So when you say shopping for crystals, please give us some insight on what that really means.
Well, today we have a gentleman that drove here from Edmonton, but he travels all around with his van full of crystals, so I get to actually handpick the crystals, feel them, look at them before I purchase them. His name is Lucas. So I love when I get to do that rather than just ordering.
It's amazing because, you, like you said, when you are getting them in your hands, you're actually really able to see what is in them, what they're about.
Yes, and the quality.
Yeah.
You know, because there is different qualities of crystals for sure.
Right.
Yeah, so and some are better than others.
So when you're looking at them, like, what are things that, like, you who's been doing this for so many years, like, what are the things you're looking at to be like, oh, that's good, that one, it's a little bit flawed, like, or is it all feel? Is it eyes? Like, what senses are you using?
It's both. They definitely give off a different feeling, and everyone feels differently when they're holding different crystals. So I often tell people, don't worry about the meaning. Feel it. What does it mean to you? How does it feel to you?
Right.
Are you attracted to it?
Yeah.
You know? So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how do you get in contact with a guy who knows crystals? Like, how does that, like, procurement process even begin?
He would get into contact with us. We're such a big crystal dealership.
Purchaser.
So he would look, he looks for people to sell to, and it just goes from there. And so now he comes here twice a year.
Really? That's cool. Mm-hmm. And so where is he coming from? Like, is he from the States? Is he from
somewhere in Canada? From BC. He's from Vancouver.
All right.
Vancouver Island. Yep.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So now there's one rock, and everybody at home, I apologize, you're not going to be able to see how cool this is. You're definitely going to have to come down and check this out. So this rock, you were telling me, has water trapped in it.
It is, yeah, from about 10,000 years ago.
Water from 10,000 years ago. So, like, when you are up close, and especially when you get a light underneath it, you can actually see it moving.
Yes, it's awesome. When we get them in, they sell out right away.
So what is that? Like, how, like, what is it? How does it happen? Like,
I don't know. It's just like a fossil. So it just formed around this water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
And hydro agate.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. You win. So is this a form of a crystal itself, or is this just something really cool?
It's more
cool,
like a fossil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But people do love them because you can see the water swishing around.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, you've been a part of this business since you were a child. How did you get this skill set into the crystal component, though?
Well, my grandmother, Jean.
Yeah.
So she always collected crystals, and she, you know, when we were downtown with our store there, we had a smaller collection.
Right. And so she would she bring you to work and say, like, okay, like, feel this, like, for the sense of touch is huge for this, and they're different.
Yes.
And, like, when I come and I chat with you or any of your staff, you're able to, like, give me a pretty accurate description on what that is going to feel like, which to me is wild. So, like, that must have been a sense
that
there's
a lot of energy in this room right now.
It's like, crazy. It's like, Like, I know
we'll be exhausted later.
Afterwards, 100%. I was telling Tana, just being in this room, you can feel all of the different kind of waves hitting you, and it's all over the map.
Yeah, there's
we're going to sound
of,
really crazy on this episode, but it's the truth.
Going on.
Yeah, there really is. So was that something that your grandmother, you felt like kind of job shadowed you through, or is that something you've kind of had since you were born?
No, she did.
Neat.
Yeah.
A skill set I would have never like thought about until right now. Like, yeah, you would need some training.
It was forced upon me as a child.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
So since last time we were in here, you guys are fully moved into the new space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you liking it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It
was a little overwhelming at first.
That's right.
It's a big space to care for. But we love it. It's so much better.
And do you feel where you've placed things? Because I know you're trying to figure out like the flow and like the areas for certain things.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got it to a point where like what we see is kind of it now?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How long did that take you? That must have been a process.
It didn't take that long. It was snow because our renovations were done. They took August to October.
Right.
And then there was, buying shelving and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's done now and we're pretty happy with
it. Yeah. Everybody's always happy.
And we love our fish tank.
Yeah. So that wasn't a new purchase. You must have had that before.
No.
You bought all those fishes in that fish tank?
We bought the fish tank first.
Okay.
And it was empty.
Okay.
And then there was some people that were selling whatever was in their fish tank. And so we had it transferred over to our fish tank. And then we've just been adding to it ever since. But it's quite amazing.
It is. When I brought my little boy in here, like, he's like, just like, I'm good. You can talk as long as, like, I bring him on.
Yeah.
We call it work all the time. He comes on adventures with myself and Tanner.
Yeah.
And most stores, he's just like, man, he's 8.
Yeah.
So he's just
it's
like,
what I do when I come to work first thing.
Yeah.
Say hello to the fish.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you have a name of your favorite fish?
No.
No.
I don't want to get into
it. Okay. She does. Yeah.
I bet you it's Dory.
Yeah.
No, it's whoever is on the ground and he eats the rocks.
Oh, I love that one, too.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
I watch him for hours.
We had two. One jumped out.
Jumped out?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. But anyways, that's a really cool fish, too.
Yeah. No, it's a cool thing. It's a nice thing to go look at. And it just, the ambiance that you guys have in this environment is like, you've really cultivated something really interesting and nice to be just around. And I think that's unique, like in this day and age, that's what people buy. Because we can buy things online, but you pay for an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys really have cultivated a really cool vibe and experience when you come in here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really cool. So outside of these products, like, we've got a bunch of stuff going on here. So, like, I know you've talked about it before, but just in case somebody didn't catch the first episode, what is this that I'm looking at?
This is my microscope that I use for doing live blood analysis, which is basically analyzing your blood under a microscope. It comes up on this monitor, and I just explain what I'm seeing in your blood. So it's a basic overall health.
Yeah, and I've done it before. You prick my finger. It was painless. Well, for me, I'm a baby. It wasn't. I cried. And then it's amazing. Like, you just put it down on that, like,
slide
and what you were able to pull out of it was wild.
Yeah, we can see lots of stuff, parasites, candida.
And what I thought was so unique about it was I went and I met with your mother prior, too, and I did that one. Can't pronounce that either. But the, like, some of the stuff that, like, they coexist.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was amazing to me how similar the readings came out on something like you wouldn't think that your eye and your blood would be able to see so many of the same readings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're pretty on par.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something you're going to take any interest in, or are you going to pass that technique on to the
dogs? I'm going to take that course pretty soon.
Yeah. You're going to learn to that.
Yeah.
But this was the go-to when you first got into this then?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. There's always new things are on the horizon. Yeah.
And how are your scents? Like the oils that you put together and everything. How are those going? Have you made any new ones lately?
The last one I made was Energize, and I think I made that in the spring.
Okay.
Was that this year or last year? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I know, I think it was last year. So, no, I haven't, because with the renovations and everything, it's just been too busy.
Yeah. It's cool the skill set you have. Like, your daughters are so lucky to be able to hang out and be like, you make sense and touch rocks and like it.
Yeah, we're so lucky to be family-based.
Yeah.
That we all get to work together is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, that's the end of our show. Very cool. I got a bunch of your staff members to talk to today. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, you know, I'm going to always do the same. Shout out to people that shop local.
There you go. That's perfect. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to Neural Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.